This is a Lip Media podcast.
And welcome back to the rawest comedy podcast in Australia.
Can I just say, I can't believe it's still up this whole time we're still doing that.
The water?
Yeah.
I know.
I know. It must mean something.
We don't know what.
Like, I just wonder if we didn't do it, would anyone be like, wait, what? Like, if it has that significance or not.
I think at this point, no.
No. I think we could do literally anything and no one would give a fuck.
No one including would remember. Ourselves. Yeah. We wouldn't notice.
One episode, we just start by, like, throwing a plate at a wall. And welcome to Get Over It.
Smash.
Hey.
Hey, guys.
Start one episode with me taking the pill. Just anything we want.
You hear the sound of, like...
screaming. And welcome back. Okay, so...
we're in.
Let's cut to it. This is 60 minutes because I have so many questions.
I'm excited to
I like answer. That we're doing this.
I know.
I kind of like... so, let's just, like, ask each other interesting questions and figure it out. Now, I've written literally so many that... I'm sort of spoiled for choice, John.
Okay.
I'm going to start with this first one.
What's happening?
What's your logical explanation for Bigfoot?
What? For Bigfoot?
Yeah. This is serious.
Okay. Really? For real?
Yeah.
I think that... I've actually watched a lot of documentaries.
Okay, great. He's researched.
Because... in America, you have, like, the History Channel, and yeah. they just play, like, documentaries about, like, the supernatural kind
and
of...
And aliens and ghosts.
And ghosts and
and they're
pyramids,
like, this is history.
And they're like, well, welcome to the History Channel. Yeah. So I think that Bigfoot is a, like, combination of, like, human sightings and, like...
a big...
and people's, like, fears, you know?
So is there anything that they're seeing, or you're telling me it's made up?
I think fake.
You're joking.
I think fake. Because we know planet Earth. We've seen it all.
We've seen everything.
You know, it's not the ocean. I would believe more that there was something supernatural. Not supernatural, but like something unbelievable under the ocean.
Okay, Loch Ness?
Than on the land.
Loch Ness?
Yeah. No, that lake is not that deep, I reckon.
What are these people seeing? I stand with the people.
I stand with the people. What do you think? What's your logical explanation for Bigfoot?
Yeah, it seems
Let's
wrong.
Let's get into this, darling.
It seems wrong, doesn't it? You know what I think of when I think of that is, have you ever heard, you've been to Disneyland, right?
Absolutely.
Have you been to Disney World?
Yes.
I can't remember which ride this is in, but the Matterhorn, there's this like ride where, remember, it's like you go to the top of a mountain. Mm-hmm. And the best part about Disney World is, you know how when you're waiting for rides, they like... put so much work into what you're
yes.
standing around
mm-hmm.
waiting that it's like actually interesting
because
you're waiting for hours.
Spraying water, yeah.
Yeah. Is that one is all about like, is Bigfoot real? And then
really?
When you're on the ride, spoiler alert.
He is.
When you go on the ride, have you not been on this ride?
Maybe
when,
not.
And then you like go down the thing and Bigfoot's like, bah! It's so
good. I don't remember
good.
The Bigfoot ride.
Yeah. It's the best.
That's in the Disney Cinematic
Hell
Universe?
Hell yeah, it is, because Bigfoot is real. And Disney gets it.
And Disney gets it. Wow.
No, I think you're right. It is bullshit. So thank you for taking that question seriously. I thought this will throw him.
This will throw him. He'll have fun.
Well,
that's good. Next question,
Your
Honor.
Can I ask you more?
You may approach the bench.
Okay. How do you think you're going to die?
Okay. All right. It's 11 in the morning. How do I think I'm going
to
die?
Like, in the real, like, if you had to be, like...
For real, real.
For real. Like, what is probably the most likely way you think you're going to die?
I think it's going to be...
car crash. Can I say that for you?
Head-on collision. I'm going to go right through a windshield in some way. In some way, in somewhere, I'm going to smear on a tarmac, you know? I'm going to lose something. Hereditary style. Chop clean off. I did think my first instinct was like accident
and
of some way.
That's very drama of you. Not old age or heart attack.
I don't think, well, you know the legend in my family It's a sad lesson.
Oh, yeah.
My Uncle John.
Prostate cancer?
Prostate cancer, yeah. No, not prostate, colon cancer.
Colon cancer.
Yeah. My Uncle John and my Grandpa John both died of colon cancer, and they did not catch it early enough, so...
That's your answer.
That's my answer, most likely. But I do... I've already had a colonoscopy when I was 18.
No, you might be fine because of them. You're on it early.
Yeah, we get checked every 10 years, so... Yeah. So cancer is possible. Accident. I don't know. For some reason, an accident just seems more likely. It just seems like I'm going to.
What do you mean, like you fall off a bridge accidentally?
Like I'm like, whoa!
Whoops!
I've fallen into like a cake mixing thing in a factory, Willy Wonka. No, like.
What's an example of an accident?
That.
A car accident?
A car accident, or I'm walking down the street and a car sort of swerves.
So there's a car involved. That's what I'm getting from the cards. Yeah, I'm like, yeah. There's a car with
car.
Your death.
I think there is a car associated. I've been in a lot of car accidents.
I run you over. It's an assassination.
It's an assassination. I wish I could be assassinated.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. Now, what is how you'd like to die? Is this not a good question?
No, let's get into it. How would I?
What would be like the most like in your dream way?
In my sleep.
Yeah. Good night.
And good day to you, everyone. I'll see you later.
What are you wearing on the last night of your life? For sleep death.
Romper.
A custom-made jumpsuit.
A custom jumpsuit from Yves Saint Laurent.
with a gold belt. And a hat.
Do you know what I've been thinking about? Those belts. Do you remember those belts girls in America, girls used to wear? The belt that was like really thin, that like it would be like pink, like fake leather,
yeah,
that you would put around your waist,
yeah,
and you would put it around anything. Back when it was like belt it.
Yeah. Put a belt on it.
Yeah. Do you remember those?
Yeah, I do.
I've been thinking about those belts a lot.
I mean, I don't think I'm thinking of the specific belts you're thinking of, but I'm thinking of, I remember thin black patent leather belts.
Mm-hmm.
Or sort of in my home, in my culture. My family were like, belt it for everything.
Yeah.
And I hate belt. That's actually, well, I'm very specific with belts.
In what way? What do you do with belts?
Some are good and some are bad. And I'm not wearing them often.
Okay.
I actually have a whole row of them. And when have you seen me in a belt?
Never in my life, queen.
If I'm wearing a belt, something's wrong.
Something's wrong. We're at a funeral. If you see me wearing a belt at a gig, come up and
come
ask
up to me.
What's going on?
Should we talk? Yeah, that's right.
I've got a lot. I've been dealing with belts a lot because I lost 10 kilos. So no big
They're
deal.
All in the bin.
They're all. Yeah, everything I wear, I have to belt it.
Oh, my God.
Yeah,
it's sort of a matter of survival.
And now
you.
My belt is all floppy. It's a leather belt, but now it's lost the rigidity because of how much I've been wearing it. So I have to buy a new belt. That's
so
what
I'm hearing is if someone wants to buy a present for you. Belt is a good
belt,
answer.
A plain black
a
belt.
A crocodile skin belt.
Belt with a bedazzled buckle.
That says ass.
Ass. Do you remember that? One time I watched an improv show where one of the improvisers, it was like a student graduation show, and one of the improvisers was wearing a belt, and it was like a feature belt.
What?
Like it was like a belt that like had like a big buckle that said like, it either had like a chicken or like had like.
Is a man wearing this?
Yeah.
Thank you.
And it had the word like Texas on it. It's something like that.
Yeah.
Like a belt like that. And I just have never forgotten.
Can
that.
I just ask a question?
Yeah.
Was this person like a loser or like normal?
He.
Do I know him?
I don't know if we know him. I don't remember him being especially good at improv.
Oh my God. I just realized if this person's listening, they know exactly. But I don't know this person. I'm not trying to say
that. I'm not saying that he's good or bad. If you watch my grad shows, I was bad.
Yeah.
So I'm not being like...
You're bad.
Not shutting down your career, sir.
No, we're shutting down the belt.
We're shutting down the belts. That's a lesson. Don't wear a feature belt if you're in an improv show. You're supposed to be part of an ensemble.
Stop peacocking, okay? You're pulling the limelight.
You're pulling the focus.
I'm doing an accent and you're taking the limelight from my accent.
My accent work. It's true. Or when people wear glasses in improv shows and then they take them off, it's like, are you taking off real glasses or improv glasses, sir?
Okay, do you want to know something? There is a man, any comics listening, if there are any.
If there are any out there.
There's this one man who like goes, he just like watches comedy all the time.
Yeah.
And at Tudor the other night, he was there And he just like started talking to me and he was like, are you Wog? And I was like, how did you know? And he was like, I don't usually come here. I usually go to, what's that one that's been going for like 50 years? Mike in Hand. He's like, I usually go Mike in Hand, but they don't start till next week. So this is my first time here. He also goes to Everly. He goes to Cafe Lounge, blah, blah, blah. And he's like a mad, he seems like a nice man, but like obsessed with comedy. And he has a belt, look out for it, with a feature, what did you call it?
I just said feature belt.
With a feature belt that says comedy in rhinestones.
No, no.
And I said, give me that. How dare you?
Does he really?
Yes. So you'll see him. He has like longish hair. He looks kind of like a bikey kind of style.
Whoa. Does he laugh?
I don't really know.
Okay.
He must.
What's his deal?
He was like, do you do Wog stuff? And I was like, yeah, yes, a bit. And he was like, don't do that. And I was like, oh, shut up. Let me live my dream.
Let me do whatever I want to do. Damn.
Yeah.
So he doesn't
But he was nice. He was nice. He was saying like all night. Like he was like, oh, are you on tonight? Blah, blah, blah. But I think he just like had a weird spot for like, he must be Wog himself. And he thinks it's like disrespectful.
Don't do that to my culture. Yeah. Fuck.
So that's that on belts.
That's that on that. Okay.
Hello.
Yeah, we're just recording the podcast. Is this fine? Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, go for your life. Whatever.
Hi, I'm Conchetta. We haven't met. It's so...
No, no, do your life.
Do your life. Yeah. It's so weird that I'm talking with a microphone. Like I have...
It's live. It's unedited. We're at ABC.
We're still at ABC.
We're still at ABC.
And that was the head of ABC just walking through.
We ask the boss of our boss, is it cool if we record our podcast? Chill?
Okay.
Wait, there was something in the question. Oh, you said how would I like to die? In my sleep. How do you want to die?
Run over. I want to feel it.
Slow and low.
No. How would I want to die? I want to die in love.
In love? I want to be in love.
I want to die.
Do you want to be left behind? Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
I want to die while having sex. She died doing what she loved. Anal. For the record, I haven't done that. Anyways.
I haven't done it. Just so you know, I haven't done anal. Okay,
I'm
guys?
I'm an angel.
I'm a good girl.
I'm a good girl. What were you going to say?
If you were in love and married or not married, would you want to be the one to die first? Oh. Or would you want to be left behind?
Oh my God, that is so hard.
Or die together, Romeo and Juliet
die
style.
Die absolutely together at the same second. We both have a gun pointed at each other. Like, 3, 2, 1. Go. Which isn't that what Hitler did with that girl? And he didn't shoot her back or something?
I think that I thought they did pills.
Yeah, you could be right.
But I don't really know much about
Hitler. Oh my God, I think it's a Family Guy bit where it's like, let's kill each other. He's like, let's kill each other.
I've seen that, yeah. And they're like,
wait a minute, you aren't going to do it. Yeah, that's a funny show. And I stand by it.
We still like Family Guy.
I literally watched it last night.
I also like Family Guy.
Oh God.
I know more about it than you might think.
Okay, now we're asking Family Guy questions. Wait, how do you see me dying? And be fully honest. What's on brand for me?
I think...
Assassination.
No. Well, my real answer that came to my mind truly is not funny.
I know it's sad. I know what you're going to say.
It's going to be like...
Diabetes.
Yeah. Like heart disease at like 75 or something.
Yeah, I have
But that's
Lyme
how everyone
disease.
Dies. Lyme's disease. Is that what you said?
I said Lyme disease.
Justin Bieber got Lyme's disease. Did you see that?
No.
I saw that on my Twitter in like the search area. It was like, it just gives you like news that you think that you'll like. And I was like, I'm good to know.
Thank you, news.com. We'd love to see it. The craziest thing would happen is if I died of colon cancer.
Colon cancer.
I hope we died exactly the same second. I don't want to live without you or
with you.
Or you without me.
Yeah, we don't want to be left behind.
No.
Wouldn't that be sad?
It would be so sad.
Her whole skirt really hiked all the way up there, and she's pulled it down. Today she's wearing a white.
I'm wearing my boyfriend's underwear.
Ooh.
No hole in the crutch this time.
Nice.
Go off.
Keep it in.
Keep the cum inside.
Inside. We're having a baby.
So that's the real answer, is some sort of health
I think
reason.
Maybe.
I know.
But I'm sure that's how I'll die too.
No, you're the healthiest man I know now.
A little bit, but I also think that I saw a tweet from someone yesterday that was like, it was along the lines of like, imagine when millennials are going to have to give up cell phones like boomers had to give up cigarettes.
No, like they're killing us. Okay, I hope I die from my phone. Thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe that'll happen.
Standing in front of the microphone.
Like, we don't know. Maybe in 50 years we'll all get cancer. Is that just what happens to everyone?
Yeah, kind of. Everyone I sort of...
dies of cancer.
Well, like all my relatives and stuff.
Yeah. Okay. It just seems.
One more question on death.
And then we go to the swimsuit category. Thank you for your time tonight, ladies.
No, this is good. It's good.
Imagine in Miss America, they're like, how do you want to die?
I want to die for my country. at war. Thank you.
great.
Okay, this question is, if you could bring back one dead person,
oofed,
who would it be? No family. Celebrities only.
You can't fuck them. celebrities only. I don't think there's anyone I really want that bad.
Oh, come on.
Back.
What about Gene Kelly?
Someone, what am I doing with them?
What do you mean? You just get to give them another chance.
In my head, I bring them back. I'm the first person they see. And they're like, who the fuck are you? Yeah.
I just thought about who I'm bringing back. Mr. Tony Soprano. He was gone too soon and everyone was mad.
Wait, isn't that a TV character?
Yeah, no, the guy who plays him.
Is he dead?
He's died because of health complications because he is very overweight.
Overweight, yeah. But good on
you. But good on him.
He wouldn't be who he was if he was skinny, Kumail Nanjiani, six-pack.
So true.
You know?
He wouldn't have made Sopranos what it is.
Absolutely not. So good.
You know who else?
What?
The Belushi guy.
John Belushi or Jim? There's two brothers. I don't know which one.
John. I think Jim's still alive and kicking.
Good for him.
Good for him. He's on a sitcom.
And we'll have him on next episode.
What about women?
John Belushi. I think he... What about Gilda Radner?
Yeah, her too.
You'd bring back John before Gilda?
No.
You're not a feminist.
No, I apologize. I'm just trying to think of... So who's your answer?
Okay. What I'm thinking is, what am I getting out of this? You know?
As tradition. Yes. What can you give me?
I give you the gift of eternal life. What are you giving me, sir?
Yeah.
Because when you bring back Tony Soprano, is he going to like
whine
and
die? That's what I do. That's why I've sort of
from the grave to my pussy.
The Concerto Cristo story.
The Concerto Cristo Expressway. What do you want from him? What's he making more TV?
Yeah,
Sopranos comes back on for season 45?
They make Sopranos the movie.
The movie.
Sopranos too fast, too furious.
And you're sitting in the theater like, I love it. I did this.
I don't know. I thought it was just sort of a fun question.
I agree. I'm taking it too serious.
Keep it light. Come on, riff with me, John.
As always, I'm taking it too serious. Who do I love? I can only think of people who are alive.
I want to kill you and then bring you back.
You know what? I wish Carrie Fisher was alive.
Whoa.
So they didn't have to use that fucking hologram of her in those fucking movies. Oh,
did you see the most recent Star Wars?
Hell yeah, I did.
Yeah.
And the whole time I was like, let her go.
Let her go.
You know?
Tupac. Yeah. That would be huge.
Yeah.
That you'd
people
be doing
love
a lot.
It if he came back.
You know what would be interesting? Because I'm obsessed with mysteries.
Hmm.
I'd bring back Scooby-Doo. No, I mean... The Scooby-Doo gang.
The whole gang.
No, like bringing back someone who like died in mysterious circumstances.
Sherlock
like
Holmes.
One of the people. Yeah. No, one of the victims of Jack the Ripper.
Oh,
and
of
you
those
get to
ladies?
Do a 60 minutes interview.
Like, whatever. She's like, Mister, I'm from the past.
What is it all this? What is a car?
Are you stealing my soul?
Yeah, that's
yeah.
What I'd bring back.
Bring back someone who.
OJ.
You bring
the
back
girl,
OJ.
The girl.
Oh. You bring back the girl who OJ killed.
Yeah,
and you're like,
and
did
you
he do
find
it?
Out. Did
like,
you
did
do, it?
Do it? That's
come
like,
on.
Bitch, that's the Ghost Whisperer. That's Miss
Julia
Jennifer
Louis
Dreyfus. Julia Louis Dreyfus. If she died, I'd bring her back for sure.
Julia Louis.
Hell yeah.
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 But
she's
wait,
on the top
what
of my
do you
list.
Mean? What? What do you mean? That's
what the Ghost Whisperer does.
No.
She brings the back like the ghost
and goes,
she says,
up?
Did he do it? And they're like, yep. And she's like, case closed.
Dun dun.
Look to camera. Dun dun. All right, that's a wrap, everyone. put those knockers back in your shirt.
Low cut. Every ep.
Every ep. Oh my god, I've been watching a lot of TikToks lately.
Oh really? Fascinating. Do you write?
I just like watching like it's just like really hot people like making like dance videos, and like, you know when like influencers like smile and they like stick their tongue out, mm-hmm. and they make it look natural. Mm-hmm. It's TikTok is that, but it's like they're moving.
Wow.
It's like, you know what you get from influencers on Instagram? That's like your life is perfect.
Yeah.
But on TikTok, it's videos.
That's awful.
I find it
inspiring.
Inspiring. I can't stop watching.
Yeah, but that's, yeah. Yeah. I would say it's awful while watching it for hours.
Absolutely. It doesn't make me feel good, but it's like interesting. But it's interesting when you see the cracks. Like there was a really hot guy that films TikTok, but then in one of his videos, he was wearing a white plain V-neck t-shirt. And I was like, well, you see the cracks.
You're out.
Yeah.
Is that what you wear on?
Who wears a V-neck?
That's all. I hate V-necks so much.
Yeah.
When you're just buying like a normal crew top, and you have between like circle neck and then V. I'm gonna leave it there.
Elaborate, Your Honor. Between, if you had to choose between regular neck or V neck, you go regular.
You go regular.
Crew, I guess.
I think it's bad.
Yeah, crew neck is normal.
Yeah, crew neck is.
V neck is bad.
Imagine take your top you're wearing now and make it a V.
V-neck.
And I'd be like, what's going on?
What's going on? If you see me wearing a V neck ever, ask me what's up.
I think villains wear V-necks.
Yeah, that's in what the V is for.
In the next Marvel movie, you'll find whatever the fucking guy is
who's bad. It's going to be like a comedian, another comedian who gets ripped. Who's the next comedian who gets ripped and puts in a Marvel movie?
That's so true, because that happened with that guy from Parks and Rec.
Wait, which guy?
Chris whatever.
Chris Pratt, yes. Yeah. I was thinking Kumail.
Okay, yeah, no, and then him. Okay, if we're going to call it. Oh my god, he's funny, Jack Black.
I think he already is in good shape, maybe. Actually, wait, he's in that new Jumanji movie. And
yeah,
I don't
and
think,
he's not
nah,
in
he
good
looks
shape.
Bad. Good for him. Good for him sticking to his brand.
Yeah.
Okay, is that all your questions? Did I
answer
your questions?
I mean, I have more, but let's go to you.
Okay, let's go over to John at the scene of the crime.
What do you see, John?
Blood everywhere. It's not looking good. Excuse
Thanks,
me.
John.
Thanks, John. More on that at 7. Real quick cut. Okay. I watched that video you sent me.
Which
Let's
was?
Talk Kim K's fridge and pantry.
Thank you.
Do
okay.
we love? Do we love?
I think that video showed me. Okay, so I saw this series on Twitter that was Chrissy Teigen answering questions from people being like, what's it like to be like so rich? And people are like, do you just go to a normal airport? And she's like, no, bitch, they have like a separate airport away from normal airports that you pay like so much money for, so you can go. Isn't that insane? Like, people were getting to ask what's behind the scenes
Does
of actually
like
being rich.
Jet?
Yeah, but it's like you go to a whole separate airport.
Really?
A tiny bespoke airport for fancy people. And like, they're asking, she was like, I don't see bills, because she has people who like sort all her money.
Wait,
so
really?
Yes. So I should send this to you. So that was the first time that I was like, it's like, we know everyone's rich, but it's like, what's happening?
How
that
rich?
Like, but it's all like, what's
how
changed?
Does it manifest?
How does it manifest? And so that video of Kim K showing her like gorgeous, expensive
all
fridge
the jars.
Just showed me like, that's what that rich looks like. Of
yeah.
course you'd have like this pristine kitchen with 50 million fridges with like, it's like being in a hotel. Everything is there set up. All that like different milks and juices ready to go. Mm. And she's like a chef and like that industrial size fridge. She's like, this is how you feed 4 kids. There's bitches in normal houses feeding 4 kids,
kids
and they don't have
a
10.
Can of beans and a spoon and a smile
and
a prayer.
And a smile and a prayer. And so I thought that was really riveting.
Yeah. I thought it was fascinating. Here's what I noticed. I think all those jars and all the like organic food mm-hmm. and like she's like, we do no packaging and
yeah
all, that
all
stuff.
Glass
all the jars all the Voss water bottles.
I thought
she
that was shocking.
Must be drinking a Voss and recycling it.
You'd hope.
No, I wouldn't hope.
Wait, is that not wait what you're
I,
saying
I'd hope she'd
oh
reuse
you
the
mean
bottle.
That's what I thought you meant.
Yes,
but
yes,
you
yes.
mean it's going in a bin, recycling bin.
Yeah. But I mean, a normal person, you buy a Voss, you hold on to it like it's gold.
Yeah.
You know, you reuse it until you drop it on the sidewalk.
Mm-hmm.
And then you
smash.
Like,
and that's how you die.
And then you let some poor person clean it up.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a friend who dropped a vase or a glass water bottle, did they clean up the glass themselves?
No.
No.
Would they?
I would hope so.
You'd but hope, you but bet I that bet they won't.
You bet they wouldn't.
And a dog scratches his feet.
Mm, and a child cries.
Yeah.
Yeah, I hate to love it. The fridge tour. I
hate to love it.
The frozen yogurt machine?
Yeah.
I wanted to know about that. Because she said, these are my sprinkles for my frozen yogurt. This video is on Kim K's Insta, the IGTV thing. Mm-hmm. She's like, these are the sprinkles for my frozen yogurt. And I was like, first of all, what are these sprinkles? Are they healthy?
Are they vegan?
Are they sugar?
Mm.
And then how much frozen yogurt are you eating? Are you DIYing frozen yogurt?
That's, oh my God, you've made me want Froyo so much.
Is that not
what Froyo is?
That is what Froyo is.
Oh yeah.
I haven't had Froyo in like, since high school.
Since high school.
Since like 2010.
When it blew up.
Yeah.
She's not cooking, right? Like
she's not. No, she has Marina. Did you see Marina, the chef?
She's like, look what we're having for dinner. That's the dream.
And the plate looked bad. Can I say that? It looked average. Bad. It didn't look photo ready.
This is all plant-based. There was corn.
Corn. It was rice, corn, some kind of like vegan stuff in a tortilla.
Yeah. I mean, I'd eat it. I bet it would slap.
I bet it would be delicious.
Delicious. I'm glad you watched it. I forgot I sent it to you.
Yeah. It was just so fascinating.
Yeah. And she did that because she must have posted one photo of her fridge and it looked empty or something. And she was like, because everyone is asking. And then she showed.
Yeah.
God love her.
Yeah. And her kids, she was like, oh my God, I love when she says, you guys.
Right?
She was like, my kids all drink different milk, you guys.
You guys? She's relatable.
She is in her own special way.
Is there a question on this? Or was it just a discussion point? Which I'm happy with.
It was just a discussion point.
It was great. We love it.
And that is the case closed on that.
On that.
Your Honor.
No more questions, Your Honor.
This is a talk show. I wanted to talk about this. Being muted on Insta. Because we've mentioned it off pod.
Yeah.
And.
Yeah. And you think that you, what was funny that you said is you think, 800 followers of yours have muted you.
I absolutely believe
that's
that.
That's so funny.
How many people do you think have you muted right now?
Oh my God, great question.
Like they've muted Conchetta worldwide.
If I really, like when I cursory thought about it, I only thought like a few people, like a handful, but I guess if you played the numbers, could it be hundreds? But then it's like, why follow? I don't know.
Yeah. I wonder like,
I want to be honest that I haven't really thought about it heaps, but there's one person I know that I was like, I just noticed, I was like, oh, you've dropped off. And there's someone I like consider kind of like a friend. It's you. No. And I was like, oh, maybe you've muted me.
I did mute you once.
Yeah. Should we get into that?
I don't remember why.
And then
I forgot. And then I was like, you're like my story. And I was like, wait a minute.
Right.
Yeah.
Fair call.
But I do that to people.
Hey, you got to do what you got to do.
I think it was like one of those times where I was like, I can't watch anyone doing any comedy at all.
Yeah.
And I think I muted like heaps of people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, if you've watched me in the past few months, I've barely done comedies. So it's time to get back in.
So I posted a story yesterday just to run the numbers by the judge and jury.
Mm.
185 have seen my story.
Yeah.
I have 921 followers.
Shit.
So then I'm like,
I think is also it the algorithm? It's low. So it's the algorithm is that so I have 1,200 followers. Around 500 people look at my stories.
500?
Yes.
That is great.
No, but what's that? That's like not 1,200 people. So I think the thing with Instagram is like people who have a million billion are getting like...
Is Kim K getting like 150 views?
Yes. 50 people are watching. It's me, Kanye, you, like...
Justin, he's messaging, I've got limes.
I don't know why, but for some reason, I think the algorithm means that it's just like...
You get pushed
down. It seems way lower. So someone with like 100,000 followers are maybe getting like 50,000. I don't know. Yeah.
You don't get that many.
But it feels low. It feels so low.
Isn't it interesting?
It's crazy to think that if 1,000 people follow you, you get 200, 300 likes. Like, what's everyone else doing?
Yeah, do they not
see it?
What's
happening? Are they not on Gram? Like, are these ghost accounts? Like,
yeah.
I don't know.
There are people that I follow that every... that they just... their posts do not appear in my feed.
Yeah.
that like a year ago I was like loving their stuff and I was seeing all the time, and now like, yeah.
You'd love to know way. Behind the scenes at IGTV.
At IGTV. Yeah, what's the point of it?
What is happening there?
Like, why? Yeah.
What's interesting is I'm seeing a lot more ads on IG. Like, you can buy stuff on IG. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah.
That's what's scary to me because, like, of course it was a visual platform that made you want to buy things. And now it's like, oh, you want those gorgeous earrings? Buy them right now.
Mm.
But I'm like, no, I can't. I shouldn't spend 90 euros on these fake gold earrings.
90 euros. Yeah, please, sir. I can't buy these earrings. Yeah. I've been getting, oh, my God. I've been getting a million advertisements for underwear. And they're gay hole advertisements.
On the front, hole in the back.
On the back, just a waistband. And all of the ads for underwear, they are like, the selling point of the underwear, like they invent all these selling points that are like the crotch area is big enough so it can hold your junk and it like keeps you stable and like. It doesn't ride up. And, like, all of these, like, points that when I watch this ad, I'm like, I have never had this issue with my underwear. No, I don't think a single man has ever worn underwear and been like, these are too small for my dick.
My cock's too big.
My huge dongle's falling out of these.
Is this related to when you showed me that video? You were like, oh, no, it's gym porn or something.
No, same thing. All of my advertisements, like, it's gay. You're gay. Yeah, it's like some dude, like, shaking his ass and then it's like, you like milk?
Lucky you do. So, well, I guess that's what you put out there. I'm gay and they're like, hey, you're gay.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it's like, come on, there's other things.
Yeah, I like
non-gay things.
You know, I like barbecue.
Barbecues. Women.
I like ladies. I like Cars. The movie.
Cars the movie. Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah. Anyway. That's that on that.
That's that on that as well. And tick, tick, tick.
Tick, tick, tick. Really? This podcast is about checking boxes now. This is actually related to what you said to me.
Ooh.
What is scarier to you? Real life horrors, like being stabbed in the dark, or supernatural, like a demon ruining your life?
Forever it's supernatural.
Yeah, me too.
Oh my God. I've always had to like argue with people being like, when I watch Scream, finding out the end that it's just some fucking guy they know who put a mask
with
on
with a hook hand and a mustache
ruined the movie for me. I'm like, it was so much scarier when it was this sort of unknown thing with the mask. Yeah. Like, I and just for everything, like when I watched Paranormal Activity, that blew my socks off.
Oh my God.
More than just being like, I just think it becomes so boring.
Yeah.
So. Because there's something about like mystery and about something intangible that I find way more
really
terrifying
scary.
Than being like, it's the guy around the corner who's got a mental illness and he's trying to kill you.
He's not doing well and he's going to take it out on you. It's like, well, fair enough.
Yeah.
You know,
good
for
him. Okay.
You know, I can see myself doing the same. It's not out of the realm of possibilities that later in my life I go psycho and I.
Absolutely.
You know,
there's a gun and a.
And a car.
And a cross and a. You know, the whole
seven
shebang.
People go missing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Serial killers are a bit interesting, but it's still like, it's too human. I get it.
I agree. Because you know what's different? Is that supernatural, they don't play by the rules.
That's right.
They're ghosts and demons. Mm-hmm. They'll show up whenever.
Whenever.
They come out of the walls.
Out of the walls.
They'll come out your ass.
All of those movies are scary. And honestly, I'm perplexed by people who are like, no. Because they must be like, that's not real, so that's not scary. So they've like shut it out. They've shut it out.
The point is that it's like you don't know if it's real.
That's right. And that's what we said. Remember in Ghostfuckers, we were like, fuck you if you don't think ghosts are real. You don't know everything. Okay? Who are you?
You don't know. You don't know what's happening. You don't know if the ghost of Marilyn Monroe is trying to watch you. It's sleeping.
We didn't say Marilyn.
I don't need
her. I wouldn't bring her back for competition. Don't you take this from
Don't
me.
You take this. She'd get on Insta and she'd do
sort
a whole
of,
thing.
You know, we got Kim K now.
We've
we
got
don't
Kim
need
K.
you.
We don't need that.
Yeah, that's a great question. And I think it's very telling about a person. It's
you
sort
really
of
know a lot about a person. I see you now. I see who you are and I don't like it. I don't like it.
It's a sort of a, what's the thing when you date and you don't want to, it's a tiebreaker. It's a ball
a deal
breaker.
Breaker.
It's a deal breaker.
A ball breaker.
It's all three.
I'm dating a real ball breaker right now. Oh my god, deal breakers.
Ugh.
Could you rapid fire name deal breakers?
Boat shoes.
Calf tats.
Eyebrow ring.
Pet lizard.
Smoker.
Scary mom.
Micro penis. Scary mom.
Too big. Penis too big.
Too big.
Too big. Can't do a thing with it.
Freaks out easily. Just kidding. That's my boyfriend.
Anxiety.
Depression and anxiety.
Depression, anxiety.
Not interested.
Allergic to the sun.
Allergic to. Oh, so true.
Yeah.
I can't speak English. I don't know what you're saying.
From a different country. You don't know what's going on here. No, I'm joking. I know. But it is true. If they couldn't speak a lick of English,
yeah,
what are we going to talk about?
However, in Love Actually, they show that love finds a way.
Oh, that's true. Mm-hmm. He learns Portuguese.
Portuguese.
And they climb in the dirty lake together and get his ugly poetry. That is a tale for all seasons.
That's right.
Oh, like really racist?
Yeah. Yuck.
I could never date someone who's really racist.
And really sexist.
And really sexist. Boo. We don't like that.
We're actually woke.
Ladies, if he's not a feminist, it's a deal breaker.
No eyebrows?
No eyebrows. I could maybe do that.
Okay. I guess maybe that's like a drag
could
thing.
Could be like a drag thing.
Yeah.
Gay.
Yeah. Gay okay. Thing. For me, gay. I can't date straight. Someone gay.
Straight. Deal breaker.
Gambling problem. Are these two real? Okay. Back to fun. Big ears.
Alcohol. Alcohol problem. Bad relationship with parents.
Not ambitious.
No.
Boo.
No friends. Not funny.
Oh, do you know what movie I watched that really I loved?
Yeah.
And it's like about that?
Mm.
I Love You, Man.
Oh, yeah.
Have
what
you seen
that?
It?
I think I have seen it. But what happens in that movie again?
Paul Rudd. We love to see him.
I love
Paul Rudd. Is like getting married to...
A woman?
Mm-hmm. She's famous. Rashida Jones. Love to see her too.
She's a funny
lady. She's a funny lady queen.
Bring her
and,
back.
And then he notices that like she has a little gal pals and he like doesn't really have friends. And when they're talking about the wedding, he like doesn't have a best man, blah, blah, blah. And then he meets Jason Derulo. Jason Derulo is in this
the
movie.
The star of Cats.
and then he like meets him at an open house or whatever. And then they like leave.
Yeah. So you're just looking
at
or?
A seance. They meet an open seance and then they become like friends and it's like that's the whole story and it's really cool because it brings up the issue of like who like I don't know guys who don't have friends or just people who don't have friends.
Yeah I think I remember and then that's
and
like about male like, friendship
yeah but it's yeah. like and it's about like loving someone beyond you just want them to be like happy like
yeah.
I don't know I thought it was really cool.
That's great.
And that just made me think of that.
Of what? Deal breakers? No friends.
No friends.
No
you
friends.
Just made me think about that.
Oh my god. Yeah.
Are there more?
No.
No. We're done. That's the end.
That's
okay,
on that.
Just let me take off my top.
Please take off your top. I'll just vamp. Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my ragtime gal.
And she's back.
And she's back. And she's wearing a boob tube.
A boob tube. Make it.
I love a rainbow boob tube.
Thank you. It's actually little Keck, my sister's.
I was going to say that immediately.
Of course.
It's exactly her deal.
It's her deal.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's nice.
She's got very different breasts to me, my sister.
Does she? Could you go into that more?
No more on that. Just think about it and you're
write that down. Add that to the lore of the podcast.
Any more?
Yes.
Because I have more. I have a fun one as
well. What is something that has inspired you recently?
Okay, make it real.
Make
okay.
Make it real.
what inspired me? Oh, there's definitely been something. Oh, you'll find this so relevant. Okay, so Ben said to me, he was like, so first he said, how I knew Kat Cohen was coming
to
Melbourne is because
Festival.
He sent me this and he was like, this sounds like a title that you would have for your show.
Oh
and her
God.
Show is like, the twist, she's gorgeous or whatever. And
so
I was like,
funny.
So flattered. And then he was like, we were talking and he was like, I watched a video of her set and it made me think of you like so much. And so then he was like, do you want to watch it? And we watched it together. And I was just like, God, she's so inspiring. And I was thinking about what's so inspiring about her. And I was like, it's just as this vibe of like, she just, it seems fearless. It seems like crazy comfortability on stage. Just like so unique. Like, but also like loves herself, like glamorous and gorgeous and not afraid to be too much, not at all. Like there's like a beautiful flair. I was trying to like think about that. And wow. So that is probably something that most recently happened that inspired me. But there's been a few things.
That's cool.
Yeah.
I love that.
And that's on brand for us because we love her.
I love
her. And we're going to go see her. We really should book.
Yes. I'm going to
sell out.
She's
in
the first
minute.
2 weeks of the festival.
Oh,
I think.
No, because I was going to go the last. I guess I gotta go for 4 months. Let's go.
I'm doing a full run of seeing shows. You're doing a full run?
You can catch me every night at a different show in the audience.
In the audience with two thumbs up, smiling and laughing.
Great. What about you?
I actually kind of had to rack my brain about things. And maybe that means that I wasn't really inspired.
Did Cats not inspire you?
Cats the movie? Mm-hmm. It inspired me to stop seeing bad movies.
Right?
Stop wasting my life.
Can we just do a quick PSA that it was awful?
Cats the movie was really, really bad. It wasn't even so bad that it was funny to me. In the first 20 minutes, I almost left. I considered
heavily
leaving.
Oh my God, no way.
I considered turning to you and Maddie HW, our lawyer, and being like, do you guys want to
legally,
go?
I can't see this. It goes against my
this is against my
Bill
contract.
Of Rights.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was bad.
It was insane.
Because it's a bad musical. Yeah. Andrew Lloyd Webber can suck my ass.
Suck my ass.
And I don't give a shit about it. And I do think that Taylor Swift was good in
the
musical.
She was fantastic.
And
she inspired us.
She needs to do more acting. She needs to be a star. She was in that one movie.
What one?
Oh, fuck. She makes a cameo in The Giver.
I've never heard of it.
Great. It's a
Is it
popular
sound serious?
Teen children's
oh,
book.
Oh, great.
Teen. It's about... What? You've never read The Giver?
No.
I had to read that book like 7 times
no
in
way.
High school. It's about... I'll just quickly synopsis.
Please.
It's about... There's a boy living in a town where there's... Everything's in... Like, the world is black and white. Mm. And when you turn, like, 15 or some bullshit, you go and you get given your job that you're going to do for the rest of your life. And everyone gets, like, builder, model, like, influencer. Mm-hmm. And his job is... The Giver. And he's like, what? And then he shows up to the Giver's house because you get trained.
Head
no.
To everyone. You're the Giver, dude.
That's my...
That's what you were given.
That's my adaptation of The Giver. Greta Gerwig presents The Giver, starring John Romance. Show up to his house. So what are we doing here? Get down on your knees.
Get down on your knees.
You're going to learn a lot today, kid. Oh, no.
But you're a kid, too.
You're a kid.
Just to
no,
flag
no,
that.
You're 18. In Greta Gerwig's The Giver.
Right.
18
year old. I'm just saying everyone's legal. You're not sucking off a kid.
I'm not sucking off
Thank
kids.
You.
I'm an adult. It's all above board. So he goes to the Giver's house, and the Giver sort of like puts him under hypnosis, and he like makes him feel these like dreams. And the first one is that he's like... eating an apple, and then he like sees the color red, and he's like, whoa, what's this? And the Giver is like, this is the color red. And he's like, what is colors? And like the Giver is basically like the one human in the town who remembers like all of the like it's almost like adjectives.
Okay.
Imagine like all the things that make your life like fun and happy and like interesting and deep. Like he like the Giver knows about like oh, it's like feelings.
Right.
Like that's what he has, is feelings.
And who's he teaching this to?
The boy. Because the boy is going to be the next Giver. And in the lore of the book,
right.
It's like the Giver's job is to like hold on to all these things so that he can give advice to like the town council or some bullshit. And because the council decided that like the world would be a better place if nobody had feelings.
Oh my God, right.
Yeah, and it's about like communism or some bullshit.
Yeah, comedy.
It's about comedy. And at the end of the book, he shows up to the comedy lounge and he's like, this is going to be the biggest night of my life. I hope my five goes well. And he bombs.
Whoa, and he bombs.
And he bombs.
Straight to black.
Straight to black. And everyone forgets about comedy. That's what the book's about.
Directed by Martin Scorsese. And Greta Gerwig. Okay, the wait, Irishman. So there's a movie of this.
So there's a movie, and in the movie, plot twist, the previous kid who was going to be the next giver, it's Taylor Swift. And it's such a weird cameo because it's just a flashback where you see Taylor Swift playing piano, and then,
and it's
like,
taken from her music video.
She sort of sings a few bars of, you know, he wears short skirts. And then the previous giver kid, she like couldn't handle it and she killed herself.
Oh my God. Yeah. So is this a good read? What would you rate it out of 10?
It's actually a good book, but I wouldn't read it as an adult.
Oh, okay. So, okay. I'll unorder that on eBay.
It's ebook. It's an ebook. You know what I mean? I think you could read it a day. It's pretty simple reading.
Oh, big letters.
Big letters, small pages.
Yeah. Cool. Okay.
So yeah, that's The Giver for you.
And that came up because Taylor Swift's in that.
Because Taylor Swift's in that
And
movie.
We loved it.
And she was good in Cats.
Great.
Yeah.
So there you go. There's your recommendations for the week.
Yeah.
Don't see Cats and don't read The Giver.
Don't read The Giver. Watch the movie, maybe.
Oh,
the movie
right.
Was fun.
Yeah. Any famous kids in it?
I think
Chloe Moritz.
The kid from E.T. No, I don't know.
Right. E.T. plays the kid.
The doll from E.T. is in the movie and he's great. I wish him the best.
You know what movie I hated?
What?
Just quickly. The one where it's about love, falling in love with a fish.
Oh, The Shape of Water.
And you loved it, didn't you?
I didn't see The Shape of Water.
Oh, what?
No, I didn't see it.
I hated it.
Really? Mm-hmm. Was it horny?
I was like, what are we all sitting here pretending she's not fucking a fish? And I'm meant to love it?
You stand up in the theater? What a minute. Wait a minute. What's going on
this
here?
Is porn. Get out.
She's fucking a fish.
And
did
I know
she fuck
it.
The fish?
Absolutely.
In the water.
In it. Yep.
Shit.
Can't do it on land. He'll die.
Do you
die.
See his dick?
I don't know if he has one.
Oh, what does he do to her? Eats her out.
I'm sure there is fan fiction about it.
Absolutely.
They're married.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did you see Little Women?
Not yet.
You should really see
it. I really need to see
Best
it.
Best movie I've seen in
I
10 years.
I think it's going to absolutely go off at the Oscar Awards.
I hope so. Yeah. I hope something good happens for Florence Pugh.
Yeah. She'll be fine. She's going to go off.
I hope so. She really deserves the moon and the stars. She was in Midsommar and she just really killed it.
Yeah.
To see the Midsommar girl in Little Women, I was like, good for you.
Good
You've
for
got
you.
Better things happening in
absolutely.
Your life nowadays. Yeah.
Okay. Also, she's dating Zach Braff. Did you see this?
Really?
Yes. And someone commented on a thing being like, ew, you're dating a 45-year-old or something. And she was like, he can get it. Like, she was like, fuck you.
He kind of can get it. You know what I mean?
I mean, he's Zach Braff
from
Scrubs.
From Scrubs. Do you think he's ripped?
Yeah, in some ways.
Hollywood money? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what you do.
He'll be the next one to go absolutely
Marvel
off.
Superhero. He'll be Scrub Man.
Yeah.
The sponge superhero. All this bullshit.
How long have we been doing?
Probably long enough. The listeners have had enough.
How long?
47.
Oh, that's great.
I think we're good.
Maybe cap it there. Can I do... this is a quick fire round last question that I wanted to say.
Yeah.
Okay. We have to say, what celebrity would play you in your biopic and then shut up, and then let's say who we would say for each other, and don't take this too seriously.
Okay
ready?
Wait. I like when the pretext is be funny. All right.
No, because gotta be quick.
I know. Wait, am I saying who's me or am I saying who's you?
What's more fun
to say? Who's you?
Yeah, great.
Yeah, ready.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, are we saying it at the same time?
Yeah, let me just quickly remember his name.
I already know who you're gonna say. Yep. I'm gonna be furious.
I know. Yeah. Wait.
I hate being compared. I'm gonna give you a great one.
No.
So you enjoy, bitch.
Okay, ready?
Yeah.
3, 2, 1. Danny Friend DeVito. And let's end it on
damn
that.
Damn it! God damn it! God damn it!
He's a star.
God damn it! I gave you a gift, and I gave you the moon and the stars, and you gave me the bottom of the barrel.
All right, thank you for listening,
Thanks
guys.
Thanks for listening, guys. Have a good one.
Bye.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.